Bank First Corp just filed a Form 425 on May 19, 2026, confirming its $202.9 million all-stock acquisition of PSB Holdings, the parent of People's State Bank, and that matters because the regulatory charter being transferred is worth more than any earnings multiple would suggest in a tokenization era. The signal is straightforward. Bank First, a nationally chartered commercial bank with CIK 00000174619, filed the mandatory SEC disclosure confirming a definitive merger agreement with PSB Holdings. The consideration is $202.9 million, all stock, no cash. Stock Titan and Wausau Pilot and Review both reported the deal. Bank First received OCC approval for its Center One Bancorp acquisition on October 16, 2025, which means the regulators have seen this playbook recently and cleared it. The S-4 registration statement should file within 60 to 120 days of the Form 425, putting the window between mid-July and mid-September 2026. That is when pricing discovery happens and the arbitrage spreads compress. For a merger arbitrage trader, the entry point is right now, between the Form 425 and the S-4. Model Bank First's recent trading range and calculate the implied exchange ratio once the S-4 declares effective. The Center One approval gives you a regulatory timeline benchmark. For a tokenization platform builder or fintech founder seeking bank charter access, watch the post-close structure carefully. Specifically, whether Bank First maintains People's State Bank as a subsidiary or integrates the charter fully. That deposit franchise and the regulatory relationships embedded in it are exactly what your legal team has probably told you is hard to replicate. And a $200 million all-stock deal is within reach for several well-capitalized fintech acquirers. For a capital markets allocator covering community bank equity, the Form 425 is your primary entry signal, well before the proxy reaches shareholders. By the time the proxy is mailed, the deal premium is mostly priced in. Watch for the S-4 on SEC EDGAR between mid-July and mid-September 2026. That document contains the definitive merger agreement, the full fairness opinion, and the confirmed exchange ratio. That is where the real pricing happens.